This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, the Root's on fire. Wayne Allyn Root on USA Radio Network. Welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Raw and unfiltered on USA Radio, only show of its kind. With no script, no notes, no teleprompter. I am an SOB, son of a butcher. I shoot from the hip, I speak from the heart. I let it fly and I take no prisoners. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I'm American-made, proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old US of A, in the immortal words of General George Washington. If you want peace, prepare for war. That's what we do every day on this show. We go to war and we prepare for war. Here's my commentary that's coming out on Sunday in newspapers all over the United States, syndicated by Creator Syndicate. I'm always right in the middle of everything, I swear. Every scandal, every big story in this country. Liberal media constantly quoting me. Obama and me. How I knew Obama was a bad guy before anyone else. That's my new commentary coming out, nationally syndicated on Sunday. Obama and me, how I knew Obama was a bad guy before anyone else. So I've been writing about Obama the bad guy for many years. I was the first to name him the head of the Obama crime family. I was the first to coin the phrase Obamagate to describe his reign of crimes against candidate and then president Donald J. Trump. Obama's public persona was always a scam. I just knew the real Obama way before anyone else caught on. Take the column published just days ago, and this comes out on Sunday. So really, the column was published last night, Thursday night, at Slate Magazine, by a liberal hack apologist for Obama. He sounded the usual liberal talking points. There is no Obamagate, there is no scandal, it's a conservative conspiracy. And then this liberal Obama denier named names of who the conservative liars are in this conspiracy. Donald Trump, Rush Limbaugh, Mark Levin, Sean Hannity, and Wayne Allyn Root. Yours truly. These liberal hacks must all be reading off the same talking points. Only days ago, before I watched this Slate column, I received a text from a liberal group urging Democrat voters to call their congressmen demanding more free money. Then they named the enemies of Democrats standing in the way of more government aid. President Trump, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, and Wayne Allyn Root. It's great that the liberal media has gotten the talking points about Wayne Allyn Root. The same five names in both attack pieces. Interesting. All I could say is what an honor to be on that list. I've clearly just made all pro. But the liberal hack at Slate got the timing wrong. He quoted my column about Obamagate from 2019. I've actually been on top of this story since 2016, before anybody else in the country. Throughout 2016 and 2017, I wrote dozens of newspaper columns about the deep state conspiracy against Trump. In my newspaper column on September 23rd, 2017, I finally gave it a name, Obamagate. There it is, 2 years before they gave me credit, because I knew every part of the scandal had Obama's fingerprints all over it. Obama was the capo di tutti of the Obama crime family. He gave the orders. He gave the approval. He was always in the room as each crime was hatched. How did I know before anyone else? Why did I believe Obama was capable of committing such high crimes and treason? Because of my personal history with Obama. I was Obama's college classmate at Columbia University, class of 83. We were both pre-law and political science majors, and I was also on the Libertarian presidential ticket in 2008, the first time in U.S. history that college classmates ran on opposing presidential tickets. What are the odds? During the 2008 campaign, I was asked in hundreds of media interviews, were you two friends at Columbia University? What was Obama like? And I always answered honestly. I never met him, never saw him, never heard of him, and I don't know a single classmate who ever met him either. I repeated this story hundreds of times. At the time, I was also a regular guest on Fox News, where I branded Obama as a radical socialist whose policies would ruin the U.S. economy, retard economic growth, and kill millions of jobs. And I was proven 100% right over the 8 years of Obama. That must have made Obama even more angry. I clearly gotten under the president's skin. And soon the IRS came knocking. I was targeted for destruction. It was a witch hunt, persecution, and intimidation all in one. It was the worst IRS attack any tax lawyer I spoke to had ever heard about. They all agreed I was on the president's enemies list. President Obama's enemies list. Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch became my hero. He took my case. And together, over a two-year period, we forced the IRS to hand over my personal tax files. Every one of them. Every page. And what do we find? This was a political persecution based on my conservative political beliefs. The proof was literally written all over my files. Who do you think ordered it? President Obama clearly hated my guts because I'd embarrassed him repeatedly in the national media. So he decided to use the power of government to destroy me. That's a crime, by the way. If Obama hated me that much, think how he must have felt about famous billionaire celebrity Donald Trump, who had questioned whether Obama was even an American citizen. Trump had tortured Obama in the national media. And now Trump was about to succeed Obama as president with a promise to erase everything Obama had ever accomplished. Compare Trump to me. It's like an elephant to an ant. That's how I knew. If Obama sent multiple government agencies after his college classmate Wayne Root, think what he'd be willing to do to Donald Trump. The answer is anything and everything. Spying, unmasking, leaking, framing Trump and his top advisors, and then eventually, in desperation, when all else failed, a full-blown coup. It was all Obama. It was always Obama. The real Obama is nothing like his public persona. The real Obama is a ruthless bad guy. I should know. I was the first to experience the crimes of Barack Obama up close and personal. That's how I knew Obama was a bad guy before anyone else. That's my commentary coming out on Sunday in newspapers around the country, nationally syndicated by Creator Syndicate. Obama and me, how I knew Obama was a bad guy before anyone else. All right. Other big news of the day. First of all, I'm a guy who just absolutely, positively hates hypocrites, right? I can't think of anything worse in life than hypocrisy. It's just, it's always liberals. Conservatives are just rarely, if ever, hypocrites. That's the thing about liberals. They're just hypocrites. And I get that because I grew up as a white kid in an almost all-black town, a majority black town called Mount Vernon, New York, on the Bronx borderline. My upbringing was just like Howard Stern. Howard Stern went to Roosevelt High School in Long Island and went to an all-black high school. I went to Mount Vernon High School in Mount Vernon, New York, went to on the Bronx borderline in Westchester, all-black high school. In a majority black town. And all the white liberals campaigned day and night for school busing. Day and night for school busing. And then as soon as the busing passed and they got their busing and all the black kids were bused to the white schools and made them diverse. Isn't that what liberals like to say? Diverse? Then they became undiverse. You know why? They became all black. Because as soon as the black kids got there, all the white kids left. All the white parents took their kids out of school who had money. Those were the liberals that had fought for the busing. And soon it was an all-black school and no white kids went there except Wayne Root. Because my dad was a butcher. And I always see it in practice every day. Every liberal I hear who heads a big corporation, I love to ask, hey, are your kids going to a black school, black public school? Or do your kids go to the, you know, $80,000 a year, $100,000 a year private school? And do you drive around in limos? Do you have mansions all over the United States? And are all those mansions in near black high-crime neighborhoods? Or do you live as far away from black neighborhoods and illegal immigrant Hispanic neighborhoods as you possibly could? Do you fly coach or do you fly first class or do you fly private jet? How come you're in private jets? Everybody in the private jet just happens to be white. The biggest hypocrites in the world are white liberals. And this article is the headline right now at the UK Daily Mail. New York's 420,000 wealthiest residents fled the city in 2 months, new smartphone data shows. 5% of New York's population, or 420,000 people, left between March 1st and May 1st amid the coronavirus pandemic. Some neighborhoods, such as the Upper East Side and Soho and the West Village emptied by at least 40%. The majority fled to vacation homes in places like Long Island, upstate New York, Pennsylvania, the Jersey Shore, and Florida. Residents who fled were typically white, had rents of more than $2,000 a month, had college degrees or higher, and earned incomes of more than $100,000. Of course, they're all liberals who vote 100% Democrat, and they went to Columbia with me. New York City's home to 8 million people, and they all fled so they wouldn't be impacted by COVID-19. They wouldn't have to rub against those dirty, disgusting people in their minds, right? Well, who are the dirty, disgusting people that have COVID? The working people. Who are the working people in Queens, Brooklyn, Bronx? They're black people. They're Hispanic people. These people are the most racist, rancid people in the world. White liberals are the most rancid, racist people in the entire world. Nothing has ever changed, ever. It's exactly the same as when I went to high school, and it's exactly the same as when I went to Columbia. All the kids at Columbia, they were all the children of multi-zillionaires, and they'd all grown up in mansions. I went home with a lot of my weekends, you know, as a friend or as a boyfriend. All the girls took me home to meet mom and dad, and I get to the house. You know, I live in a little junky house. They live in mansions on the beach in Long Island with butlers and maids and nannies, and there's three, you know, Mercedes and BMWs in the garage that belong to the three kids. And I was like, what? This is how you grew up? And they were like, well, no, not actually. Really, we grew up here and a mega mansion in the sky in Manhattan and a house on the shore in Florida and a house in California. And I'm like, what? You had four homes? It's incredible. And those people were always liberal Democrats. And in their whole lives, they'd never been near a black person. But all they could talk about was how the world was racist, and they wanted to make the world more diverse. More diverse? You live in a mansion in an all-white neighborhood. Of course it's going to be diverse 80 miles away from you, but why'd you make your neighborhood more diverse? The whole New York City with money left. They wouldn't have to touch the people with COVID-19.
Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, face masks are the new normal. But the kind of mask you use really matters, because not all face masks offer the same protection, and we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer mask is the Boomer Naturals 30-day face mask. Lab tests show it gives 92.2% antibacterial protection. Made with three cloth layers treated with nano silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. It's also very comfortable, easy to breathe and speak with, and Boomer Naturals has both adult and children's sizes. Masks are in stock now and shipped to you from our U.S. warehouse. These antibacterial cloth-treated masks can be used up to 30 days. Just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. The Boomer Naturals mask is very affordable at less than 30 cents a day. Get masks now for the whole family. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. Get free shipping and handling when you spend $50. That's BoomerNaturals.com.
Hi, I'm John Hunt. Normally, you hear me on USA Radio News telling you stories about other people in the news. Well, now, I've written a book about the amazing blessings of my life and how, through miracles, I'm still alive. I'm a 40-year radio host who thought he'd reached the height of his career until tragedy struck. After a severe bout with the flu, I died twice, was revived, and spent 6 days in a coma and started the journey toward a full heart transplant. The book is called My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey, and is available at Amazon.com in paperback and Kindle form. The story takes you through how I got the heart disease, the people that helped me along the way, some crazy stories, and the real life story of the miracles of science as I received the perfect heart match from my donor. I'm now in training for the 2020 Transplant Games in New Jersey. Grab your copy of My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey today at Amazon.com. Thanks, and may your life be filled with all the love and miracles that mine has.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big.
Finest Known is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. This show, by the way, comes to you from world-famous Las Vegas. By the way, Vegas isn't dead. You know, I'm depressed at how dead it is at this moment. But when they reopen, I think all the signs point to it being so much bigger than anybody ever thought. Because in South Dakota, the crowds were there last week when they opened their casinos in Deadwood, South Dakota. And it was 15% higher business than a year ago in the same week. And then today, lines formed around the block. And crowds cheered for the reopening of an Arizona casino in the Phoenix area. Casinos open in the Phoenix area. And I guess it's all locals. You know, these aren't travelers. Nobody, no tourists go to South Dakota for a casino. It's locals. And no tourists go to Phoenix for a casino. But in Vegas, you need tourists. But I guess the locals will line up here and they'll cheer too. So I think they'll all have good business for a while. The question is, will it continue? The whole key is, will people from California drive here? And I think they will. I think actually the more and the longer, the more strict and harsh and the longer the shutdown is in California. When he says forever and for the next 3 months you're locked down and it really will go on forever till there's a vaccine, they're all going to get in their cars and come to Vegas for the weekend. This is going to be huge. The more you keep people inside California, the more they're going to get in their car and drive to Las Vegas, where we have freedom, at least some freedom, under a socialist governor named Sisolak. But he's not as bad as California, and we will get the casinos open in June. Sadly, I would have opened them in May, but he'll open them in June sometime. And California will still be locked down the whole June, the whole July, maybe into August. So people are going to come here for the weekend, despite all the problems. Anyway, back to this show coming from my flagship station. 790 Talk Now, KBET from beautiful, famous Las Vegas. Edward Stoltz, owner-operator of the station. at stations all over this great country, blessed by God, syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg. Fred gave me my shot in national syndication. Ed gave me my shot in local radio. So I thank you both. Show is dedicated to Ed and Fred. Most fan-friendly show in America. Love to hear from you. WayneRoot@gmail.com. You inspire me. You motivate me. I get my energy from you. I get my best ideas from you. I read every email. WayneRoot@gmail.com. And your phone calls. We love them. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. Take them anytime I can. RootForAmerica.com is the website. RootForAmerica.com. And you can sign up there for all my newsletters and all my, you know, news and information about Wayne Root, what I've got coming up. RootForAmerica.com. So, yeah, lines form and crowds cheer for reopening of Arizona Casino. It's Harrah's A.K. Chin Casino. So I guess it must be on Indian property outside of Queen Creek, Arizona. And there are tons of crowds, so just good news for Vegas. And then on the opposite end of the spectrum, for the good news of a casino opening and what I think it means for Vegas, you have the bad news for anyone who's a liberal. Because you guys are so dumb, you couldn't spell cat if I spotted you, the C and the A. I try to tell the liberal media and liberals in general not to be so so giddy at the idea of closing the economy. Didn't you understand? I try to tell liberal politicians, you're going to lose all the tax revenue, and you're going to have nothing. Your state will be bankrupt, and all the things you believe in, welfare and food stamps and free medical and free school, there's not going to be any money for any of it. And you also believe in government employees hired by the millions. You're going to have to fire them by the millions. And government employee pensions, obscene, absurd pensions, you're not going to be able to pay them anymore, you idiots. You closed the economy and you killed yourselves. And the same thing with the media. Didn't you know if you closed the economy, you guys would have to lay off all your employees? You're so dumb. Vice Media, about as liberal as you get, makes me want to vomit. They fired 155 journalists in the latest round of layoffs. Following the footsteps of Quartz, BuzzFeed, Wired, and other struggling media companies using the virus as an excuse to make deep cuts, Vice Media is planning to fire 155 employees, the Wrap reports. BuzzFeed laid off 15% of its staff after reporting sales growth far below investor projections. Well, of course, first of all, liberal media is so negative. Why would anyone want to ever go to liberal media? The headlines were all negative. I remember in the old days, my favorite website in the world was Drudge Report. And now I never go to Drudge Report because if you go there, it's become liberal. And every headline screams something depressing and negative about capitalism and Trump. And tells you how terrible things are. Screw Drudge. Drudge obviously sold out, and it was he had a non-compete, or not a non-compete, but a do not, you know, DNC, non-disclosure agreement, and so he couldn't tell anyone he's not there anymore. It's not Drudge anymore. I'm telling you, it's anti-Trump drivel, and it's horrible. And they're going to have to lay off everybody. Matter of fact, they asked me if I wanted to advertise a certain product a month ago. You know, my answer was back to Drudge. Go screw yourself. I wouldn't advertise on your site if you gave me $1 million. Because none of my people are on your site anymore, you idiots. You've ruined your entire site. No conservative will go there.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is paying tribute to the everyday heroes on the front line during the coronavirus pandemic.
So during this difficult time, our citizens are rising to the challenge, just as generations of Americans have done before us.
The president also talking at the White House about developing a vaccine.
It's called Operation Warp Speed. That means big and it means fast. A massive scientific, industrial, and logistical endeavor, unlike anything our country has seen since the Manhattan Project.
The House is inching closer to a vote on a $3 trillion stimulus bill, but based on today's debate, the bill will likely pass on a party-line vote, but stands little chance of being taken up by the Republican-controlled Senate. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 60 points to finish at 23,685. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners. Owning population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Wayne Allen. Violent Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. We got a great guest for you. Alec Klein. The author of Aftermath, When It Felt Like Life Was Over, former reporter at the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal. Alec Klein, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show. How are you?
Good, Wayne. Good to be here.
This story caught my eye because I'm a conservative, and I don't know what your political beliefs are, but because I'm a conservative, and maybe because I'm a Jewish conservative, I've become this target of the media, and they're always accusing me of things I never did, and taking my words out of context, and saying things about me without ever even thinking of calling me for my comment, and say, Wayne, do you have a response? Did you really say that? Did you really mean it? They just write about me and never, ever give me a chance to answer back, ever. And they accuse me of things that are just ridiculous. And so when I read this, I just said, I got to get this guy on, because you were accused of something that obviously was terrible and that you didn't do, and it started to ruin your life, and you felt horrible about it, and I just wanted to commiserate with you a little bit, if that makes sense to you.
No, I appreciate that. I mean, this crazy world we live in today, it's, trial by media, it's guilt by accusation, and it's frankly not the journalism that I grew up with. Having been an investigative reporter at the Washington Post and before that at the Wall Street Journal, where you actually had to confirm facts before you put them out there. You couldn't simply just say whatever you wanted to say and destroy someone's life and drag them through the mud. But nowadays, that's exactly what goes. I blame it on the Internet because, with the Internet, everyone's a publisher, right? You push a button on your phone and there it goes. It's out there in the ether. And so you have all these other sort of, mainstream outlets doing the same thing, which is saying whatever they want to say about anything. But you're absolutely right. In my case, once these facts were put out in the media, my life was destroyed instantly. And that was really the beginning of me thinking about writing the book. I wasn't even thinking about actually writing the book at first. I couldn't sleep. I was up, probably before 5 o'clock in the morning, and to be frank, I wanted to kill myself, but I didn't know what to do, so I sat at my desk. I didn't know what to do, and I started to write because I'm a writer. And I didn't even know it at first, but what I was writing is what turned out to be the book, Aftermath. But it was really, I was writing to myself because I had nothing else to do. I was trying to make sense of all the insanity. I was trying to make sense of how could I be falsely accused? How could just be this terrible situation? Although, I have to tell you, the book actually turned unexpectedly, to a large degree, into a journey to my faith, actually, because it was the one thing that kept me going, the one thing while I had my faith directly into the rug, popping prescription pills and drinking alcohol, the one thing that kept me going was faith, reading the Bible, God. I mean, that's the only thing that kept me going.
All right, Alec, I think we lost Wayne here for a sec. I'm going to probably have to jump in here so I can fill in, not just throw you on hold. So, your book, what are your big hopes that are going to come from this?
Well, that's a great question. I think in the end, I feel like there's so much vitriol, there's so much anger in the world. All the stuff that we see on social media, it's about attacking people and canceling them out. And I think that that's not the way it should be, I mean, I think that there should be forgiveness, that there should be reconciliation, that we ought to be kind to each other. And I think on some level, of course, this is what the Bible teaches us. It's what's in the Gospels, right? And I think on some level, my hope is that the book kind of helps to lead, if not lead that conversation, sort of get that conversation going more so that we're not out there just, yelling at each other, because that's the world we live in today. I think it's gotten really out of hand. I actually worry about children in particular. I mean, they're subject to all sorts of terrible things on the Internet, where they're being called names or they're being bullied online. And as you probably know, in many cases, children have actually killed themselves. A lot of people have killed themselves over things that have been said about them online. You call it the mob, call it whatever you want to call it, but it's this terrible situation that we live in where it's there's just so much anger out there, and I just think it's the wrong way to be. So I'm trying to go in a different direction.
All right, so Alec, can you hear me okay now? It's Wayne Allen.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. For a minute, I dropped off. I have no idea what happened, but I dropped off. Thank you, Chris. My producer picked up the ball. So let me get back to the main point of the book. I want to find out what Aftermath's about. What were you actually accused of, and what happened? What was the aftermath of that?
Yeah, well, so the short version is that I was falsely accused of misconduct as a professor. In particular, there were accusations by some students and staffers that I had harassed or mistreated them, but it was grossly false because none of the complaints accused me of any kind of sexual interaction. They were a hodgepodge of complaints from 5 years and, in many cases, up to 10 years earlier. This was an attack led by a former employee whom I had let go. But some of the complaints, if I can give you an example, which never came out, was, for one, students complained about the grades. Several of them didn't like the grades that they had received many years earlier. They wanted an A-minus instead of a B-plus. Several students complained about the chair in my office that they sat in. They said that it was slightly lower than my chair. This, by the way, was a chair that my children, who were small people, by the way, would sit in when they came to visit. But these students called it a quote-unquote power differential. It was a term that they used, which I'd never heard before. There was actually a student who said that I mocked her foreign accent on a class trip to Florida. I checked my records, and I wasn't in the state of Florida. There was another student who said many, many years ago that I had refused to give her an opportunity to take my class or to participate in the center that I ran, which investigated wrongful convictions. And I checked my records, and I actually found the email thread where I offered her a chance to take my class or to join the center, and I never heard back from her. And there was yet another student who said what a wonderful experience she had had in my class as a student and then later working for me as an intern. She later on moved into the workforce full-time, and she wanted to see if there was an opportunity to continue to work with me. Well, a few days after the media attack on me, she suddenly decided to call me a predator. And I can't tell you why these things happen, but it's just shocking when it happens to yourself. And if I could add one more thing about
sure.
this. Professors are subjected to anonymous evaluations. That means that students can say whatever they want about their professors, and there are no repercussions because it's completely anonymous.
Right.
And they all do it, and they'll say whatever they want. And they really do. So if you're mean to them in any particular way, they will actually hammer you in these anonymous evaluations. Well, I was a professor for about 10 years at Northwestern, and for another 5 years before that at American and Georgetown Universities, 15 years. Not once was I ever accused of mistreating students in any of these evaluations. I got to tell you, it's impossible that any of these accusations were true if I were mistreating them, because it would have come out in these evaluations. That's leaving aside the fact that they could have gone to administrators, walked through their office and said, hey, this professor is being mean to me or what have you. But none of that came about for all those years that I was the professor. And so it was this devastating attack, and you know, frankly, there was no way to fight against it when it happened. This was at the height of the Me Too movement.
Well, Alec, I was just going to jump in and say, well, how does this all pertain to Me Too? Because I think there's a lot of bad guys out there. I admit that.
Yeah.
There's plenty of guys who say, screw me, or you're not going to keep the job or get the job. But I think that's 50-50, and I think the other half of the coin is there are literally plenty and plenty and plenty, lots of women who are making claims that are just not true. And then if people say, well, why would they do that? Well, I guess they could sue your company for millions. I don't mean you, but I mean whoever the guy they claim is harassing them. If it's a major billion-dollar corporation, now you're making $50,000 a year. Now you sue the company, and you get a settlement of $5 million. You're set for life. So I think there's a lot of crap in the Me Too that's totally, completely made up.
Well, the first thing I'd say is that the Me Too movement started with a worthy intention, right, which was that, you know, women have been mistreated for centuries. But I think in some instances it's gone too far, because the idea, as you know, from the Me Too movement was that all women are to be believed. And I've got to tell you, as an investigative reporter for a long time, I don't think any demographic should all be believed. In other words, there should be some sort of vetting process to make sure that you've confirmed the fact that you're not simply believing what everybody tells you. There's no due process in that. Anybody at any time can be absolutely eviscerated if the standard is believe everybody. And so the Me Too movement, while it had a great origin to it, it intended to do, you know, to help people who had been terribly treated. But I think in many cases, it's actually ended up doing the opposite, which is to hurt a lot of people who, frankly, didn't deserve it. I've actually talked to a lot of these individuals who've been so-called canceled. And I got to tell you, Wayne, they have been, like me, utterly devastated. Their lives have been destroyed, and they have not come back. You know, all of them, almost without exceptions, actually talked about how they wanted to die, they wanted to kill themselves, and that they are socially shunned, professionally ruined, and they don't know what to do about it. And that to me is a shame. I mean, you know, this has actually been compared to the Salem witch trials into McCarthyism by some feminists, by the way, who say that the problem is that under Me Too, accusation equals guilt.
Right.
But that in itself makes no sense.
Whatever happened to being innocent before you're proven guilty? It makes no sense.
Well, you're right. I mean, it's a foundational idea of the entire country, which is that you're innocent until proven guilty, but that's been turned on its head. And it's quite a weapon. It's weaponized as a, you know, that this can be now used against anyone. And by the way, it's not just Me Too anymore. It's this broader cancel culture, which is they don't care what your gender is. It doesn't matter who you are. Anybody can be canceled at any time. All it takes is one person pushing a button on social media, putting it on the internet, and that's where it begins. I mean, we're seeing this right
Alec,
now.
You should see what they say about me on social media. When you're a conservative talk show talking 3 hours a day, you should see what they say and make up about me. How many people say, I'm going to kill you, I'm coming to kill you, I wish you were dead, and I hope it's stomach cancer, and it's a long, painful death. They make up things about what I say. It's just unbelievable. It's a crazy time. Hey, Alec, we got to run. The music is on. Alec Klein, author of Aftermath, When It Felt Like Life Was Over. Check it out. Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolfe is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Raw and unfiltered. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Strauss Heart Drops is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know I want all my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life. Because we got to save America, we got to save American exceptionalism, capitalism, conservatism. I want you all healthy. I need the Root Army to be healthy. So Strauss Heart Drops have helped countless people over the past 40 years with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. And Strauss says you got to get in front of a mirror. Right now, get in front of a mirror. If you're in a car, car mirror, but make sure you're stopped. Don't drive and do this. If you're home, just get in front of a mirror right now. They say in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both lobes. Earlobes, now we're talking. Look at your earlobe in the mirror. Is there a crease? The best proven indicator, they say, of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both ears? Both earlobes? Heart attacks and stroke, number one killers in the United States. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. That's amazing. I can't figure that one out. Women used to be a tiny portion of heart attacks. Why are women now a majority? And I guess the only answer is women used to be home, and they raised kids, and feminism destroyed it all. They made you believe it wasn't fun and wonderful life to raise your kids in suburbia. You should stay in the inner city, some urban area, and you should work all day and ride subways. Great, great life, right? It's like the coronavirus life. That's why New York City's in trouble. Everybody's in a small apartment. They live in the city, and they ride public transportation, and they breathe the same ventilation system as everybody in the apartment next to them. That's what they want for you liberals. You know, that keeps the world green. You don't use up much of a carbon footprint. You don't have a car. You're riding subways. You're riding buses. You're riding suburban commuter trains, and you have a small house or a small apartment. Anyway, women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Isn't that wonderful? Feminism's done great things for women, hasn't it? Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It is the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. Don't wait for your heart attack or stroke. Might be too late. Order your Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Check out Strauss Heart Drops and then buy the cinnamon flavor. That is the flavor out of all the rest. That's the one that tastes the best. Thank you, Strauss, for sponsoring the show. They've sold over 1 million Strauss Hard Drop bottles in Canada, but they've never been in the United States, and now they're here for the first time on my show. Some of the big news stories of the day I haven't got to yet. Joe Biden admits he would not vote for himself if I believe Tara Reid. That's funny. That's the funniest news story of the day. If I actually believe the woman is accusing me of sexual assault, am I grabbing her, you know what, under the dress? I wouldn't even vote for myself. Something only a man with early onset dementia would say. He told MSNBC host Lawrence O'Donnell on Thursday, if he were a voter and he believed Tara Reid's sexual assault allegation, he would not vote for himself. I mean, that's a damning thing to say, because I think lots of people should believe her. I think she's got credibility. I don't know if she's perfect. I don't know if every word she says is the truth, and it was a long time ago. But when you do that against a Republican, everybody believes it. Every liberal, every feminist woman automatically believes it. And you know what's even worse? If one woman comes out and says, in my opinion, that, you know, it's 30 years old, forget it. There's no credibility. 30 years ago, and you're just coming out with it now, and it just happens the guy's a Republican conservative like Trump, or that guy down in Alabama, and everyone comes out of the woodwork from 40 years ago, get out of here. Roy Moore, yeah, Judge Roy Moore. But if you are a Democrat, nobody believes it. Oh, that can't be true. And then, of course, the worst thing is, what if five women come out instead of one? Then it's automatically to be believed, because why would five women lie? Well, I don't know. If one woman makes it up, you'd say, okay, it could be one woman making it up. Two, three, four, five, it can't be made up. That's not true. If the first woman makes up that this guy touched her inappropriately, then the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, that all worked over 40 years with somebody, they all think to themselves, wait a minute, I can make $1 million here. Who's ever going to disprove it? It's impossible to disprove. I was alone in his office. I was his secretary. I was his executive. I was a waitress at his restaurant. Who would ever be able to disprove where he put his hands one time in 40 years? Or even if I say we did it in the back room every single night, who'd disprove it? It was 30 years ago. So I'm going to jump on the gravy train. So it doesn't even mean anything if five people say it. Here's what means something. Here's where Wade Root has common sense and the other people don't. All five of the women need to take a lie detector test. And the guy they're accusing needs to take a lie detector test. And once I see the results of all five of the women and the guy, then I'll decide if I believe them or not. If all five are telling the truth and the lie detector shows the man as deception, the man should be sued, the man should lose his job, the man should lose his career. Simple as that. There's a simple answer for you. But if the guy shows he's telling the truth and all five women show deception, then it's not true. So you can't tell me lie detectors don't work. I want to see how they rule the words of five women. Are they truthful or deceptive? I want to see what the guy, truthful or deceptive. I like lie detector tests. I think they work. Certainly well enough for all of us to form an opinion, whereas someone saying something happened 20, 30, 40 years ago, how would you believe that? How would you ever form an opinion on that? When it was just his word against her word, and there was nobody else in the room. But this gal against Joe Biden, her mother called the Larry King show, and there were several other signs she's telling the truth.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.